Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IPL Talk Weekly, home of the International Physique League, the radio show dedicated to bringing you the latest IPL news and excitement every week. The International Physique League is a competitive fitness federation celebrating top natural drug-tested physiques from around the globe. The IPL is brought to you by Mibo Life Publishing, leader in publicity, news, and media for drug-tested physique competition. IPL athletes, contests, and events are featured in the following magazine publications: Natural Mag, Natural Bikini, Natural Games, and Vigorous. IPL official photographers are always on site capturing the incredible energy and excitement and looking for the next superstars. To find out more and for our 2017 contest schedule, visit international-physique.com. And now, your host, IPL president and founder, Ben Yosef.
Yes. How is that for an introduction? I want to thank my man, Bosco Beatmaker, for creating that awesome intro for the show. Welcome to episode number one of IPL Talk Weekly, bringing you the latest news and excitement every week. I am broadcasting here from my home office, and I live in the metropolitan area of Jersey City, New Jersey. So sometimes it does get a bit loud around here with the car traffic. We might actually hear sirens in the background. So if that does happen, I apologize in advance. So I want to give a quick shout out to IPL's official competition suit sponsor and partner. That's Bilbo Sportswear. They make really beautiful suits and have a special offer for IPL athletes. Check them out at bilbobags.com/IPL. Don't forget to include that /, because they have a very special offer just for us. My name is Ben Yosef. I am the president and founder of International Physique League and Mibo Life Publishing. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to see what the IPL is all about. Today, I want to give some background about the IPL and myself. This will just be an overview of some key points, but we will definitely be going in much deeper into all this stuff in the weeks to come. We are going to have Tanya Klein join us on the show. Tanya is an IPL pro in sports model open and masters. She's a pro in evening gown masters and a pro in bikini masters. She is the editor-in-chief of Natural Bikini Magazine, and she is our IPL Arizona contest promoter. So I was a competitor and a contest prep coach for over 10 years, from around 2004 to 2015. I loved what I did for a living, but there was just so much more that I wanted out of the sport and out of the organization that I competed in and prepped athletes for. So I launched a magazine company early 2013, and it seems kind of funny to say that, because when this all started, I was just having fun. I had no intention of having any sort of legitimate, respected publications. Then I realized that I was filling a huge void in the natural side of our sport. There were basically no legitimate, high-impact publications celebrating true drug-tested athletes at the time. And to be honest, there really still isn't, other than my company's magazines. Then an opportunity presented itself, and I realized that I actually had a chance to come up with solutions to all the problems that troubled me over the years in this sport. I had a chance to completely change the game and create the dream league that I had always fantasized about. Ultimately, I would go on to create the IPL, which fits perfectly now with the magazine publishing company. So the first ever IPL contest was held in August of 2015. That year, we hosted four small contests between the months of August and October. Being a new unknown league in an industry already saturated with so many federations, each of these contests was pretty small. But it quickly became clear that the International Physique League was not your typical organization. We were changing the game in many areas, such as our anti-doping protocol and media exposure for our athletes. All the excitement, buzz, and media that those four events generated gave the IPL a tremendous amount of momentum. Then came the announcement of our first complete season for 2016. So the season would begin in March and go through November. It would feature 13 contests, including a year-end championship event, IPL Apex. The IPL has set a new standard in our sport within the area of drug testing. So the IPL follows the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA. We follow their complete prohibited substance list and use only WADA testing labs to conduct the year analysis. WADA is the global leader in drug testing and anti-doping in sports. So as the global leader, WADA labs are testing for the widest variety of substances. This means that they are testing for all the typical substances, but are also on the forefront in the battle to uncover the newest substances as they arrive in the sporting world. Not only that, but the IPL also uses a third-party WADA-affiliated certified urine sample collecting company to manage the sample collection process. This protocol is followed at every IPL contest event. Now, perhaps the most aggressive component of the IPL anti-doping protocol is our commitment to exposing all drug test failures. This history-making protocol is the most aggressive anti-doping initiative ever put forward in our sport. Needless to say, the IPL has become the gold standard for drug testing in our sport. We offer 7 pro-qualifying divisions of competition. These divisions include bodybuilding for men and women, figure for women, bikini for women, athletic for men and women, sports model for men and women, and fitness angels for women, and then lastly, evening gown for women. The IPL offers exhibition divisions as well. Now, these divisions do not have a professional level. They include bikini mamas for women, beach body for men, inspiration dedication for men and women, and kids fitness for boys and girls. IPL judging and scoring includes 6 categories scored from 1 to 10 points each. The categories include muscularity, symmetry, conditioning, posing and presentation receive a score, the suit, gown, or themed outfit receives a score, and routines and model walks receive a score, and that's at finals and for the top 5 only. IPL pro cards are given 1 per class, and that is for the first place winner. In the event that there are less than 5 competitors, so anywhere from 1 to 4 competitors, in a pro qualifying class, the winner must achieve an average score of 7 points across all judged categories in order to be awarded IPL professional status. Now, we started out letting competitors choose their own music for their walks and routines at finals, and this is something that I was really passionate about and really was excited about. But as the league has grown, it has become a challenge to continue to do this, particularly at our larger shows like the ones that have over 100 competitors. So for our smaller shows, we will still be doing this. Unfortunately, for the larger shows, we will not. That being said, following the tradition in our sport, the bodybuilding division will always have the option for personalized music. So media, magazines, and other opportunities. Now, we put a lot of time, money, and resources behind our athletes. And I know a lot of you out there are following the IPL, so you have seen a lot of the things that we do. We are very big with media. So social media, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media platforms, we're heavily active in promoting our athletes. Our website, with posting and promoting of our athletes, website is constantly updated, and we're constantly sort of advertising and promoting the league and also our athletes. So we have 4 magazine publications: Natural Mag, Natural Bikini, Natural Gains, and Vigorous. Natural Mag is sort of the flagship magazine. That magazine includes all divisions of competition. Natural Bikini is a bikini magazine, and that includes women. It's basically a women's magazine and a bikini magazine. Natural Gains is sort of a hardcore magazine. It focuses on hardcore drug-tested bodybuilders and powerlifters. And then lastly, Vigorous. So Vigorous is our most recent magazine. Vigorous is sort of like Men's Health meets Maxim. It's a men's magazine. So that's our latest creation. There are tons of opportunities for our athletes. So obviously cover models and cover stories and features. Also, there's just tons of space for articles and features within these publications. Several of our athletes and especially some of our pros are writers and contribute to the magazines. And this is really great, especially for those that have companies or brands that they want to promote. Photography is huge in the IPL. So it's big for our athletes. It's big for the IPL. It's big for the magazines. Michael Brooks is our director of photography. So Michael has been with us since day one. He is the director of photography for the IPL as well as Mible Life Publishing. And he's literally been traveling to every single contest since the first one, managing and doing all the photography. So it's not too early to book your 2017 photo shoots with Michael. You can log on to michaelbrooksphotography.com. He's also plastered all over IPL stuff everywhere, so it's not very hard to find Michael. 2017, we have 17 events scheduled this year. We're kicking off with our first show of the year. That will be in Manhattan, New York. That's the second annual Natural Gains Magazine Classic on March 11th. We also host 2 year-end championship events, the IPL USAs and Apex. So athletes must qualify to compete in these two events. You have to place top three in a 2017 IPL contest to qualify for Apex, and it's top five for the USAs, and that is for both professionals and amateurs. Now, the USAs will take place in Manhattan in October, and Apex will be in Los Angeles once again in November. So that is what is brewing with the IPL. I want to invite everybody to come out and check out the IPL experience, either on stage or even as a spectator. So we're going to welcome Tanya Klein. Let me see if I can, I got to give her the number here, see how this works. This is my first time having a call-in guest, so bear with me. We're going to get 1 second here. So I'm messaging Tanya, the call-in number here. So Tanya Klein is pretty awesome. She came on my radar through the magazines. I was a big fan of her physique, and I really loved her energy. She was just always so positive and encouraging people to achieve their health and fitness goals. And this was very much what I'm all about. So we eventually became friends through social media. Then we had her on the September 2014 cover of Natural Bikini Magazine. I was editor-in-chief of the magazine for the first year, and I did pretty good with that. But I eventually wanted a woman's voice for that publication. So when it came time for me to consider people for the role, Tanya's name immediately came to mind. She was really excited about it and came on board February of 2015. And she became the new editor-in-chief of Natural Bikini. So then in August of 2015, Tanya traveled from Arizona to New Jersey to compete in the first ever IPL contest. That was the Natural Mag Classic, where she became the IPL's first ever Bikini Masters Pro. After that experience with the IPL, she then came on board as a promoter and now promotes 2 contests in Arizona. She has the Arizona Championship and Tanya Klein Natural Bikini Magazine Classic. That's in the spring. And then the Southwest Grand Prix in the fall. Both of these contests offer professional and amateur divisions. Since competing in her first IPL show, Tanya has also achieved IPL Pro status in women's sports model and evening gown. And she's won a couple of pro titles in the IPL. So at the IPL West Coast Pro-Am this September, this past September, she won first place in women's pro sports model, becoming the IPL's first ever pro champion in that division. And at IPL Apex, which is our year-end championship pinnacle event in Los Angeles, Tanya placed first in pro masters bikini and is now the reigning IPL Apex pro masters bikini champion. Tanya also appeared on the October 2016 cover of Natural Bikini Magazine. Let's see if we have Tanya here. Actually, we don't. She's not connected yet. Let's see. Oh, I think we got her. Let's see. Tanya, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Ben?
Awesome. Awesome. Welcome to the show, Tanya Klein. How are you?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
I am fantastic. Really excited about this show. How's it going in Arizona?
Too. Oh, it's awesome. The weather is amazing. Let's see, we were out at 5 a.m. running sprints. I love Arizona. You know, we're not having to worry about shoveling snow off our cars, and we're able to be outside almost all year round. So that's super cool.
Well, you do have to worry about that heat a little bit, don't you?
You know what? 100 plus degrees. I feel like you get used to it, and it's hot. It's definitely hot, but any of the outdoor activities, you can still do them. You just got to do them like super early. I mean, you'll come out at midnight and it's still 100 degrees outside. So as long as the sun's not beating on you, it's doable.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, can you give us a little bit of your background and sort of what got you into the sport and what got you interested in promoting events?
Absolutely. So it was about 5 years ago. I was 39 years old and I was opening up my nutrition club, Nutrition Head to Toe in Scottsdale. And I just wanted a new result. I was super active already, and I ate pretty good, so I thought. And I figured that, like, committing myself to a show would be a great way. I always thought it would be something cool just to do and just to see if I could. And so I just figured committing myself to that would really make me stick to my goals. And so I trained and I did my first show. It was actually an MPC show, and I fell in love with the sport. Thankfully, I won that show, so that always makes it more exciting too. But I did fall in love with the sport, and so I continued on my journey. And I found that I was loving competing, but I wasn't loving a lot of the things that I would see backstage and, you know, kind of behind the scenes. And I felt there had to be another route. And so that's when I just started kind of doing some research, and I found that there were natural organizations. And at the time, I didn't even, you know, I was so new to this industry that I didn't even know natural organizations existed. And so I moved over and I did an OCB show, and I just, the whole experience for me changed. And so I knew that was the route I wanted to take. And I was able to get my pro card at 40 years old. So that was super awesome. And I realized, like, along my way, I just, it was helping me so much as to feel better about myself and just to just be a better person and all, to, you know, to get my results, take care of myself. And I was able to start showing others how to do the same thing. And I never had the love for myself that I did when I started competing, because I just feel that you really just put your heart and soul into it. And, you know, to accomplish it, whether you win or not, is just an amazing feeling. So I started to take others on the journey with me, and I created my team called the Smoothies and Blenders. I'm sure some of the people on this call have heard of them. And it was awesome, and I was really attracting women of my age in the beginning, and I loved that because some of the people on my team hadn't been in a bathing suit since they had been married, and they were already divorced for 20 years. So it's just a great thing. I know, it's such a great thing to have people just to be able to look in the mirror and love themselves for who they are and really embrace their journey.
Let me ask you this. So I've obviously come in contact now with dozens of smoothies and blenders because, you know, lots of the folks are competing in the IPL, and I just noticed such a tremendously positive energy and vibe. You know, I competed and was a prep coach for over 10 years, and the sort of energy that you're bringing and that you see on the smoothies and blenders, it's like, that's what I always sort of wanted and yearned for in this sport. And you never really saw it. And, you know, having the smoothies and blenders and all that positive energy is really great. So what do you really attribute just the positive vibes and energy that you're seeing within that team? What do you attribute,
you know,
that?
It's so
attribute
that to? Yeah, it's so awesome, one, to hear you say that, because I really try hard to let that be something that people see, and as well as for people, you know, for it to be their experience. And, you know, I know you're going to have some that are maybe not going to love the idea of competing, or maybe, you know, have something to say where it wasn't a positive thing. But in all, you know, it's just something we all work on ourselves. I really, really encourage it with our team. And I've been so grateful along the way that people have responded so well with that. And I really try as a coach just to, you know, have them embrace their journey and, like, you know, the things on their bodies that they don't like when we start posing. I encourage them to focus on the things that they love, and that this is our journey. It's part of us. You know, if someone has stretch marks because they had babies, well, what would they do without their babies? You know, so
right.
We really work on growing our minds. And I think with among that, we just feel so much better about ourselves and our results and about, you know, what we can offer to other people. And I try so hard to make sure that the girls just remain humble and stay just so classy backstage. And so I really see it. I definitely see a difference with our team, and I'm not, like, ripping on any other people, but there is something special about the smoothies and blenders, and I love to see them back there. Yeah, I love to see
them.
And
I don't, you know, I'm not ripping on anyone either, but, you know, it's in this sport, and it can be a very selfish sport, as we all know.
Sure.
It's a kind of a me sport, and, you know, when you see people that are really so supportive and cheering each other on, and that sort of team group energy, it's very powerful and very positive. I really love it.
It is. And, you know, it's not only for the team, but they're so great. If there's somebody back there that's alone, they take them in under their wings. And I love that,
right?
Because that is something, when I first started competing, I was alone. And I don't have a problem meeting people, you know, and talking to people, but you're so scared and there's so much on your mind. And, you know, you could almost appear snotty because you just kind of sit off on your own. And it's scary.
Right.
So it's just nice to have, you know, a friend backstage to help you and, you know, help you with your hair, give you some of their tips.
Right.
And, you know, it's just incredible. So I have been
awesome.
Blessed, to be a part of that. And we started that at Nutrition Head to Toe. Now we're all over the world. So it's really, awesome.
What got you into, what got you wanting to promote your own shows?
You know,
that's a pretty big thing to take on.
Yeah, I loved the sport, and I just, I'm so passionate about it, especially when it's done the right way, that whatever I could do to just make a bigger vision for people. And so I took it on and tackled it. And, you know, really, when I found the IPL, I have to say, I think you probably remember when we were doing our little meeting and I started crying. And I don't think anyone could understand that unless they've been in my shoes, you know. And so even my husband was like, why did you start crying, you know? But it's such a wonderful thing for me to have found exactly what I was looking for. So
that's awesome. And we're honored to have you. We're honored to have you. I did a little intro. I think you maybe caught some of the intro at the beginning of me introducing you here. And I sort of went into a lot of that detail of how, I mean, you were one of the first, literally one of the first competitors to compete. You competed in the first ever IPL show, August 2015. I mean, that was a pretty small show, and you flew all the way out from Arizona to be a part of it. And, you know, even to this day, I'm very honored and thankful and grateful that you did that. And you know, I'm really honored to have you on board with the IPL.
Well, I feel the same. It's just, you know, we need good people, and, you know, you are good people, and you, the platform that you have branched out to take a chance at for us is super awesome. And I just cannot wait for what's to come with the IPL.
Awesome. Awesome. So that's a great segue. So I'm very excited about the Arizona Championship and Tanya Klein Natural Bikini Magazine Classic this year. This is the second year for the show. We have some really great athletes coming, some really great sponsors. Can you tell everybody a bit about sort of what's in store this year for the show?
Heck yeah. So we had an amazing year here last year with IPL at that show. I think we had 104 athletes. I am anticipating a minimum of 125 athletes in the show. This time we're going to have some of the pros coming from all over, so that is super exciting for us. We have some amazing sponsors. Twisted Gear is our title sponsor again, and you know, they did a lot of printing for me for us, and they did they're designing some awesome shirts. You're going to love them, and all the athletes are going to love them. And they've got just some great athletic wear. They're one of my personal sponsors as well, so I'm so grateful to have them, along with Bilbo Bags. So another one, they're the IPL exclusive sponsor, as well as my personal sponsor. They have actually sponsored me almost throughout my entire journey, which is so incredible. And their swimsuits are absolutely amazing. And they score great, great points in the IPL, which is always a big bonus. So I'm super excited to have them. And, of course, Nutrition Head to Toe, where the smoothies originated, will be a part of it. And the awesome tans with Bronzing Head to Toe, our tanning girls have just been growing like crazy with us. And they just have this down to a science to make it such a great experience backstage for the athletes. And then we have Max Glam, and they have also been with me just about through my entire journey. So these girls, I mean, they just rock it. They know the makeup and the hair. We're in good hands.
Yep.
We have like a little glam fest where all the athletes come to one salon and get ready together. And that's, you know, I don't know if you would understand, but women love to get ready together and get all dolled up. And of course, we've got Michael Brooks. Yeah.
Yes.
And Michael Brooks.
And we have a new sponsor. We have the new sponsor that just came on, Pulse Lifestyle Apparel. So they have some really fun stuff.
Their stuff is awesome, and one of the coolest things too, Ben, is it's bilingual. So they have some great inexpensive, you know, athletic wear that the people go crazy for. But now they also offer it in Spanish as well, which is great.
That's awesome.
We do have a popular Spanish group here at that show. So I know they're going to love that. So I'm glad to have her on board and get to know her.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
I think we're going to have Dave Marsh again, right? He's going to do a video.
Doing
for
video.
Us.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of great media came out of that show. Like obviously Michael Brooks photography, but we got some really awesome video out of Arizona last year that we're still actually using to promote and to showcase athletes. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he does a great job with that. So that just kind of really gets the word out for us with the IPL. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event.
Definitely. I know we talked about this, but I think we should definitely give away another Natural Bikini Magazine sponsorship to the bikini competitor that scores the highest points in the show.
For sure, I love it.
So that's a fun thing. We did that the second Arizona show last year, but I don't know why we didn't do it
at
the Natural Bikini Magazine Classic. Yeah, so I don't know why we didn't do it at the Natural Bikini Magazine Classic. I was totally an oversight, but we're doing it this year. The bikini competitor that scores the highest points, either that's professional or amateur, is going to be sponsored by Natural Bikini moving forward. So we're definitely going to do that.
Well, that's awesome. That's a great perk. And I think our sponsors are going to come up with some great packages and some great prizes too, just to add to the excitement of it all. The athletes
definitely
work so hard.
Definitely.
So it's always fun to just get little perks at the end.
Well, last year was amazing. I think the actual number was 107 competitors that we had. So it'd be awesome to blow that out. And it was held at the beautiful Mesa Arts Center. So we're back at that venue again this year. And again, so much media and fun came out of that show. I'm really pumped about this year's version of it.
I am too. It's going to be great.
So you have so much going on. You're like the hardest working woman in the sport, I swear. What other projects do you have in the works right now?
I've actually this year taken on the end of last year, I got a girl that I'm mentoring from a program called New Pathways for Youth, and it's Youth at Risk. And it's something I've always wanted to do, but I just have been so busy and not really have the time to dedicate that I would really want to. So I'm taking a lot of time and really getting to know her and really helping to be a good role model for her so that she has, maybe some better opportunities and chances in this life. And she's like really a sweetheart. And she's actually has her first gymnastics lesson this weekend with me because she's going to compete in the Arizona Championship.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Kids fitness.
Oh,
so, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's something that I'm really looking forward to. And, of course, building my team. Our team just started training for the show this week. We sent out meal plans, so things will get really crazy. We'll start doing some posing, and we just have a lot of fun. So, we're just trucking along. And, of course, I got to find some shows in there for myself to do and stay on track.
So
and,
you got some titles to defend.
I do.
Pro sports motto. You got the pro.
It.
Yeah, so do you know what shows that you might be jumping into this year, competing yourself?
Well, for sure the Apex. I have been selected to organize some of our events, our big training events. So I don't have the calendar yet for the second half of the year, but I would love to get to Tahiti for the second half of the year if that's at all possible.
Yeah,
in my
that'd
cart.
Be awesome.
Yeah, that's just incredible. So,
you know for sure that you're doing the Apex. Right, so you
for sure
won.
I'm doing the Apex.
You won Masters Bikini, Pro Masters Bikini at the Apex, and all Apex first place pro winners are automatically qualified to compete at the following year. So you're already in. You're already in for that. So now you just got to figure out what else you're going to add to it.
Yes. So that
awesome.
I should be able to figure that out here in the next couple months.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I'm excited for the year. We have so much going on. This is episode number one of IPL Talk Weekly. Tanya, thank you so much for coming on the show and being here for our episode number one. I'm truly honored to have you as a friend with the IPL, and I do appreciate all that you do for us.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be selected as your first guest.
Awesome, awesome. So that concludes episode number one. Next week on episode number two of IPL Talk Weekly, we will be discussing IPL judging standards for our bikini division. Maybe we'll have you call in to chime in on that. We're going to be talking about IPL bikini standards.
Oh, I would love it.
Next
week. Awesome.
So we have some bikini athletes that are scheduled for that show. We have top IPL bikini amateur athlete Mallory Jewell from Arizona. She's coming on. We have top IPL bikini pro Melanie Bossi. She's based in Connecticut coming on. We have top two-time IPL bikini pro champion Beth Cote, also from Connecticut, coming on. We're also going to be chatting with top IPL bikini pro and IPL Texas promoter, Sunny Ewing. She's going to be on. And next week, I'm going to actually be joined by my co-host, George Kitmaridis. He is our IPL Connecticut promoter. George is a top trainer and operates a fitness company called Body Kit out of Connecticut. He is also a prep coach that has led several athletes to IPL pro status. I want to thank everyone again for tuning in today to learn more about the IPL. For more info, check us out at internationalphysique.com. We will see you all here next week for episode number two. Thank you very much, and take care, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.